rather than working till you die, let's work and build businesses and have investments that can fund us beyond.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sid Charisse.
And I'm David Bosher.
And you're listening to Destroy the Hairdresser,
where we teach you to salon differently.
If you are still using a front desk in your salon, it may be time to future-proof your business with Aura Salonware. Aura allows you and your team to check clients out from any device. That means there's no need for a front desk or front desk overhead. What's even more amazing is that clients can check themselves out using the Aura app from their own device. With Aura Salonware, you can finally let technology streamline your business. Start removing your front desk today by visiting aurasalonware.com/DTH to receive special discounts and promos. Are you exhausted trying to get your team to understand the cost of product use? Let's jump into the future with SalonScale. Have more proactive conversations with real numbers that can help create less waste. SalonScale software is a pro stylist app that gets your team educated on the real costs of doing business.
SalonScale is a great solution for wasting less color and making more profit. Visit salonscale.com/DTH and use code DTH10 at checkout for 10% off.
David, when do you want to retire?
Right now.
I feel like I'm already retired. Like, I feel like our business is so streamlined.
What do you consider retirement?
Well, I'm joking.
And we'll be right back.
I'm joking in the sense that I feel retired because I do work very hard. But I do love that I have so much freedom within my business. So I do sometimes feel with the right boundaries that because we've set up our business this way and we teach our students to run their businesses this way, that they literally have so much freedom to have a life. So I would have to set such a clear boundary with myself of like, girl, it's time to do nothing, because I already feel sometimes that like, if I want to go on vacation, I don't think twice about it. I can.
Well, we have this, I think, I always want to tell people, you have to remember our country and our democracy and the way that we do business is super young. Mm-hmm. Like, what, the United States is 200 and something years old? It's like not very, it's a little baby. And the Industrial Revolution was also something that shaped, for example, your credit score. Credit scores only came out in the 70s, 60s, 70s. I can't remember. But like, we act like it's like, bit like this is the system that's been around, and mm-hmm. this is because we are used to it. But like, credit score is new. Credit cards are new. The way that we do business is new. Like, we all think it's normal because it's just what our lives have been, but it is relatively new. The way that we educate is new. And so we're starting to see some of these things fall apart, especially due to like the Industrial Revolution, like clocking in and clocking out and doing factory work. Like, it's not really what we do anymore. And
everything's changed. Like,
everything's changing
for the younger generations too. Like, the idea of Social Security isn't what it was.
Which is also a very new mm-hmm. concept.
But it wasn't when it came out. Like, it was meant to help the working class, like, be able to retire and have something consistently right. for your work and effort. But then now everyone owns their own business and those things aren't happening like they were before.
It worked for those couple of generations. And because it's a newer system, even though it feels old, mm-hmm. even though
I think it feels old because it's for the old.
It feels old because, like, me and you don't know a life without a Social Security system,
yeah.
right? But they're, like, the greatest generation, like, they didn't have a social, like, that's when it came in because mm-hmm. of the Great Depression and, well, how do we take care of our people, which is also known as socialism, and how do we take care of people? Mm-hmm. And then there was this whole situation of, like, okay, you have to have a good credit score, you're gonna buy a house and you're yeah. gonna have 2.5 children.
Requirements to be a decent human being in the country.
Yeah, the American dream. Yeah.
In order to be successful, you have to have A, B, and C.
And so retirement.
But then the system's against you.
Exactly, yeah. So then retirement was part of that American dream. Like, you're gonna work until you're 60, whatever, mm-hmm. and then you're gonna retire and you're gonna get a pension, you're gonna get the government's gonna, you know, pay. And that worked for like two generations.
Yep.
And now it's falling apart. And so now
people aren't retiring.
Because people aren't retiring. Because we're living longer. We've already talked about this. Mm-hmm. They're living longer. They're working longer. And so there's less jobs. And there's also, like, people aren't having kids as much. So like now there's going to be like less people entering the workforce. There's like a lot of changes that are going to be happening. And so when we talk about, when you and I talk about retirement, it cannot be the same conversation of what our grandparents and great grandparents.
It's something completely different.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if by retirement you mean find freedom in your schedule and have more money, more time.
It could be happening right now.
It could be happening right now because it's not necessarily going to magically show up when you're 67.
What happens when a lot of, in a traditional retirement world, the person retires in their 60s, early 70s, and then they go get another job?
Yeah.
Because they're bored. And it's an easy job. And it doesn't take a lot of effort. And it's, you know.
My partner's dad, ex-military, doesn't need to work, works 2 days at like a car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
But like, he doesn't need it. He's bored. But there is someone out there that does need it, who's not bored, but yeah, they need to work, right? So there's, retirement for us isn't going to be achievable for younger people. And even older people, my grandmother who lives on Social Security and she's 90 and like lives on a lot of government help because she just retired at 91 years old. She's a Pentecostal minister, just retired. Wow. So, and she messaged me.
Kind of made me nauseous.
Well, she called me. And again, I think it's great that people keep working because I think it gives us purpose and I mm-hmm. think that's important. But she called me and she broke her little dentures. And she told me that she had to wait for her checks to come in because she only gets $500 a month. So she has to wait 3 months
in order to
pay for them. So of course I paid for them.
Yeah.
But that, like in her mind, like that's retirement. Yeah. Like I get $500 a month.
Well, that's just part of it.
Yeah, my house is paid off, which is good. But like you're 91, you need help. You need money. And what was interesting about
it's
her,
like all that work you did your whole entire life was worth what?
Well,
at the end,
the most interesting part of her story and the most tragic part is that she owned a restaurant. She worked in restaurants. She did the ministry kind of stuff. And then what's really fucked up is that at that time, because she's 90 something, they wouldn't declare her taxes because she was a woman.
Wow.
So because they didn't declare her Social Security, it looks as if she didn't pay into it.
Mm.
That's why it's so low.
Wow.
So all of
that could be a whole nother episode.
All the people out there that are like trying not to pay into things, it does not benefit you to. And I love people like, oh, we're never gonna see that Social Security. You're gonna see
but
it. It's not gonna be like what you expect. But
that
you're,
doesn't need to be the retirement.
That's not the retirement.
But we're talking about. And this is why we are so pro opening businesses, because one, we live in a country where that is completely
possible.
That's how
you make money.
And that's how you make money. Two, it is, we really teach salon owners at some point to create an exit plan. Exit from behind the chair and become a leader and build wealth within the business. Maybe it's multiple businesses. Maybe it's multiple salons. And then what? How can you walk away from that? How can that business continue to make you and your family money? That is the retirement, and have those investments, because then if you didn't want to deal with it anymore, you could sell it. Maybe you have multiple properties. Like, what are you doing to create that kind of environment to you? Like, for me, I've talked about this so many times. For me and my wife, we're like, oh, we're just going to keep buying property because that is going to be wealth in some way down the road that we can have.
Unfortunately, people, you can't have a job for 40 years and then retire comfortably. You won't have enough money to survive the future inflation of this planet. Like, my coffee this morning was $6. It's a cold brew.
Next year it'll be $8.
That's what I mean. Like, when I'm 90 and I go to get a coffee and it's $25.
They're like, one pinky finger, please.
You pay with time, like that movie. They're like, oh, we're gonna take some time.
Yeah. But I mean, that's the thing. It's like, rather than working till you die, let's work and build businesses and have investments that can fund us beyond, you know, And then we can actually live a life while we're still working,
right?
Which to me is like...
Don't you want to live life while you're young?
Yeah, that's the dream. Like, I want...
What's my 91-year-old grandma going to do?
I know.
Travel the world? She can't.
Yeah.
Some people can. But like, we want to enjoy life now. And that's not how our society was set up, because again, that idea of working for 40, 50 years comes from the Industrial Revolution. Mm-hmm. We're not in that. We're not doing that anymore.
No. And with technology, it's changing so quickly and so effortlessly, and everything can be streamlined. And I think if people stop fighting and pushing against it, they could have businesses that literally run themselves.
And I think...
And our salons are doing that.
And now a word from our sponsors.
What if you could still give your clients great hair with less products? What if that product line made you money with less inventory on the shelves? What if that product line was also made with gentle ingredients, is biodegradable, and the packaging is refillable? All this may seem impossible, but with Hair Story, it is possible. Hair Story is a brand that is equal parts mindful as it is great hair. Give your clients amazing products while filling your bank account with extra cash. Ready to try New Wash for free? Visit hairstory.com/DTH to get pro access today.
I think what's important for older people who are getting closer to the retirement age, whether you retire or not, opening businesses to help to give more opportunity for young people to have jobs is you helping the cycle continue, as opposed to taking a job and then keeping someone from a job.
Not even just a job. Let's talk specifically about our industry. I think one of the most harmful things is those senior stylists, the ones that are, you know, 10 and up of years, you know, like not raising their prices is so harmful.
It's like if you and I still charged
$50
for a haircut, that's not going to benefit those under us.
Exactly. And so that need to charge that because of their talent level, their skill level, and they are learning to build a clientele. And so it is the cycle. You continue pricing upward until you price out. And then usually you create a business and that business grows. And we talked about another episode of the cycle, but it is so harmful as a stylist that has been in this industry for years and years and years and years not to continuously raise your prices while you're also constantly investing in education and leveling up your quote-unquote resume and your skill level.
I don't understand how, if you don't raise your... I don't know, understand how you deal with inflation.
If you take a class, you should raise your prices right after that class.
If you woke up this morning, you should raise your prices because it's more expensive today than it was yesterday.
Absolutely.
So it's always shocking to me. And if you're not going to do it for yourself, do it for everyone else. Mm-hmm. Do it for all the people that are working under you that can't raise their prices because someone with your talent and experience isn't raising their prices.
It's so dangerous. And we talk a lot about generations. Boomers and Gen X will always go, I'm not speaking for everyone, but a majority of their generations will always go where the price is more affordable because also it's a generational thing. So they're always looking for some sort of
Well, baby boomers look for value in deal.
Yep. Yeah. And so they're looking for a deal. And so if they could get someone that is like top notch for low price, they're going to.
Yeah. They think they won the lottery.
And then that's going to create a problem because now they have the expectation that everyone at that skill level is that price. So when that person raises their prices like they should have to match the skill level throughout the board, that's when the clients get really pissed off and upset. Millennials and Gen Z are always looking for an experience and influence. So they will spend their money on anything. Obviously, if they can get something cheaper and high value, will.
All you Swifties and Beyonce loving kids, you all have no money, but all of a sudden,
you found it for that. And I remind hairdressers all the time, if you are valuable to that person, to millennials and Gen Z, they will find the money to pay for your services.
So if Taylor Swift is Swifties, what's Beyonce? The Beehive?
I don't know. It's a good question.
What are Beyonce's fans called? The Beehive?
Confirmed Beehive.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
So like if you're a beehiver, if you're behived and you're a Swiftie...
You're a little monster.
Like, guess what? They raised their prices.
Yeah.
I think Beyonce was like one of the most expensive concert tickets ever. Mm-hmm. And we're like, I guess I'll charge $20 for a haircut. No. This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I think we just solved the problem. Just reference Beyonce and Taylor Swift's concert tickets. Every time they raise,
Beyonce said
you
she
raise.
Doesn't wake up for less than $1 million.
No, that's Madonna.
Oh, I thought Beyonce did that.
No, I'm sure Beyonce doesn't either, but yeah. Madonna said it.
Oh, okay. Well, still.
She doesn't get out of bed for less than $1 million. Guess what? That was in 1993.
I'm not
so
gonna
she
go
doesn't
in and ruin my knees and my wrist and my sanity and be exhausted for less than a certain amount of money. We should ask ourselves what that value is. Like,
I am not going to get out of bed for less than $500 an hour.
If I'm not getting paid, I'm not doing it. Like, sorry.
So again, just to kind of go back to what we were talking about, I don't think the reason I asked at the beginning was why, like, how would you identify retirement? Because, like you said, I think it's, you're retired now.
It's freedom, yeah.
Right, you have freedom.
The concept of what retirement is, I have now.
Right.
Because if I wanted to...
But I still have the hangover of a millennial who was raised by a boomer. So I feel like I have a lot of freedom and I should feel guilty and I should fill that freedom with as much work as possible.
Yeah.
It's very hard to be like, oh, I could like read a book today.
And not work.
I could do some work today and then I can go for a walk with my dogs in the park. Or I could, you know, we can go to the lake. But I could also work one day from the lake. Like, that's what retirees are currently doing. They're mm-hmm. like, I'll just work 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. And then spend the rest of my family. It's like, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's what hairdressers of all industry can do that. And I think...
It's so great when we do get people to start making money. They're like, I work less than I ever have and I make more than I ever have. And my business is... Or when I have salon owners that are just like, I took off for a month and went on this European summer. And then they come back and like, my salon did just fine. It profited and they didn't need me at all.
I had a former student... go on, I can't remember what it's called, but it's a pilgrimage in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
She was gone for...
It was a month.
5 weeks.
Yeah.
And she hiked from one part of Spain to another.
Completely disconnected from her salon.
And came back and everything was fine.
People critically...
She came back a different person.
Thinking skills, yeah. They took care of their problems on their own.
And what I think people forget is like, you going and rejuvenating yourself and having these experiences elevates who you are as a leader, a boss, a hairdresser, a creative, like those experiences are what we all crave and they elevate you. And then you come back and you can share that energy. Otherwise, you're just sharing all your burnout and ego. So I would say just retire right now.
Next time on Destroy the Hairdresser, the podcast.
Because we're in the service industry, even though I'm not in the service, I don't know what all you are doing, but I'm not in the service industry.
I'm not a service provider.
I'm an artist, you're paying me that way.